This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so first up, I've seen a lot of excuses before, but I've never seen one like this. So a man crashes a stolen BMW, and then he says that he had been teleported into it. What? Volusia County Sheriff's Office. They said a man left his BMW unlocked in the park, the keys in a closed cup holder, which was stupid, while the man was walking his dog. Why didn't you take your keys? So dumb. His car was stolen. A few minutes later, it crashed at an intersection. Witnesses got the driver out, and they told deputies the driver, 36-year-old Calvin Johnson, he was speeding over 100 miles per hour. He said that he didn't steal the car. He teleported into it. Oh. It was against his will. He just teleported right into the car. He has been charged with grand theft of a motor vehicle and driving with a suspended license. The footage is pretty. That's the footage. He said he was telling deputies he was teleported into the vehicle. I don't think that's how that works. You know, you were teleported in the vehicle and then you just started it and drove it off? I mean, you're missing a key component here, my dude. I mean, it didn't start by itself. You know, just saying, it did not start by itself. So, let's see. A Coral Springs man tried to beat his mother to death with a frying pan over a dementia diagnosis, according to police. This is horrible. Oh, my gosh. They arrested this man. He tried to beat his 82-year-old mother to death. Oh, he tried to smother her as well. Keith Woodward. He wanted to kill her because her early dementia and need for constant assistance. I don't believe in abortion, but I do for this guy. Yeah. I believe in a late stage abortion for this guy. I'm just saying. So he got a frying pan, entered her room, and then began beating her over the head, trying to kill her. A violent struggle ensued, and she apparently tried to smother her. She ultimately escaped, so he's a big giant pansy because he couldn't even beat up an 80-something-year-old lady. I'm just not saying you should, but good grief, right? So he's held without bond. He can't have any contact with his mother. He has to undergo a mental health screening. I think he's just evil, look at this guy. I mean, I'm not saying that if prison justice were to occur, I would love to donate to the commissary of anybody who might be behind it. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm just saying, you know, fate has a funny way of working things out in the prison system, you know. Let's see. No, I don't want to talk about this Goodwill one, Kane. Don't make me do this one. This is so, why, of all the places to be nasty.
Right. Well, we are running out of time, so lucky you.
I mean, and there's a drunk Florida woman who was walking down the street with her liquor in hand and no britches. The folks who help make the program possible, it's Kel-Tec. They have a peacekeepers program that it supports the people who protect our communities, military, law enforcement, church security teams, school resource officers. These are the faith-based teams and SROs usually have small concealable pistols that have limited range and power. Kel-Tec's long guns can help solve that problem. They fold compact for discreet carry and deploy in seconds with full rifle capability. They get mission-ready support if you're a participant in the Peacekeepers program, extra platform testing, armor, training, all of that. And you get a special pricing for budget-conscious organizations. It's an active program already. They've equipped over a couple of dozen churches throughout the Faith-Based Security Network and a number of schools. And Kel-Tec is partnering with the Faith-Based Security Network, giving members access to peer training, security insights, and mission-ready tools tailored to faith environments. You can learn more about this Peacekeepers program by going to the Kel-Tec website at keltecweapons.com/Dana. That's K-E-L-T-E-C. And if you're interested, use that contact form, fill it out. They'll get back with you. It's keltecweapons.com/Dana.
Amazon Five Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by a real serious improv podcaster. Tonight's review, Spatula for the Stars. When I'm dead and civilization eventually collapses, this spatula will remain. It will be the only rune uncovered by some unknown species of the future upon which they base their assumptions of our existence.
Eggs!
They will posit.
These extinct people like to eat their eggs! Scrambled, omeletted, and fried. They love to eat eggs, and this was their primary tool for cooking them. Now come, let us teleport to the Intergalactic Museum and put this device in the Milky Way exhibit.
Five stars, Zachary. Thank you for listening to Amazon Five Star Theater, a spatula of such enduring majesty. Truly the perfect gift for my co-hosts. May they wield it nobly in the breakfast wars to come. Find your perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. Top of this third hour. So, the late Charlie Kirk has a book that is out. It's out now this week. And it was already planned. He had already been writing it, and it was already, I think everything was pretty much done except for like the legal reads and all that stuff, you know, the same old stuff in publishing. And so now it's out, and his wife, Erica Kirk, is doing the promoting the book for him this week. And she was on Fox recently, just a little bit ago, and for the first time addressed those conspiracy theories head on. So it's the soundbite you've been waiting for. Listen.
Come after me. Call me names. I don't care. Call me what you want. Go down that rabbit hole. Whatever. But when you go after my family, my Turning Point USA family, my Charlie Kirk Show family, when you go after the people that I love, and you're making hundreds and thousands of dollars every single episode going after the people that I love because somehow they're in on this, no.
You know, I have to say it. I've never seen you like this.
No, this is righteous anger because this is not okay. It's not healthy. This is a mind virus. Yes, I believe in our judicial system. I do. We have a hell of a team working on this. Excuse my French. But this is not okay.
So you want to put these people back in the box where they've been creeping from?
I don't care what box you're in. But just know that your words are very powerful, and we are human. My team are not machines, and they're not robots. They are human. We have more death threats on our team and our side than I have ever seen. I have kidnapping threats. I have, you name it, we have it. And my poor team is exhausted. And every time they bring this back up, what are we supposed to do? Relive that trauma all over again? They watched my husband get murdered. I have no idea how I would have reacted if I was there that day. And thank the good Lord that I did not have to see that happen. But my team, they are rocked to the core. So why every single day do they have to be dragged through the mud, analyzed, hyper-analyzed?
You know,
sit in a corner and cry in the fetal position.
Sometimes you see things in life and you wonder, well, what does this mean? Why does this person come from this background? why does this person, like I, you know, if you're not familiar with Erica Kirk's story, she's a pageant girl. And I'm not saying that, that's not a pejorative. She was in pageants for a long time. And I think she won a number of really impressive titles. And when you start young in that industry, that circuit, you develop the habit of always being very put together, always being very ready, especially at the upper levels. You're always ready. You're always put together. Remember when people were trying to criticize her for how she dabbed her eyes? That's a TV thing too. It's pageant TV thing. You do that so you don't mess up your makeup and smear everything. And she already had a business, a Christian business. She did apparel and accessories before she ever met Charlie Kirk. She was successful. She had a business in New York where it's hard to create and maintain a business. And she was already successful in her own right. And she was always very put together because of that pageant background, right? And when you, it made sense to me for the first time when we were at the funeral service, because I thought, oh, all of these things in her life have prepared her for the storm. Isn't it interesting how when you get in the storm, you suddenly realize how all the things in your life prepare you for that? What she said here, and this is the first time that she's ever addressed any of those ridiculous conspiracy theories. And she, righteous indignation indeed. And as I said on X with this, she has every right to be she has every right to be angry, and she's angry in the classiest of ways here. There's such a clear difference between her and these grifters like Candace Owens. And as I said, Candace Owens was an Al Sharpton protege who was doxing conservatives in 2016. She can't compete. Her poorly researched conspiracy cha-ching theories, they can't compete with this real and righteous indignation. It's just not possible. And honestly, kudos to the way that Erica Kirk addressed it. I don't think she needs to say anything else to that grifter. No more pearls for swine after that. There was an interview that Erica Kirk gave too. This was when she was started promoting again Charlie's book. And you know that's part of the contract too. When you come out with a book, you promote it for that first week. And I know that she's probably really pushing to fulfill all of those obligations. She was on this book summit thing. It was the New York Times Deal Book Summit, and this was Wednesday of last week. And she was asked about the Second Amendment. And, in light of what happened to her husband. And she outright rejected it. She said, it is not a gun problem. It's a deeply human problem. And she said, you will always have individuals that will always resort to violence. She says that she doesn't wish what she has endured upon anyone. And she says, I support the Second Amendment as well. That right there, telling you what, folks, that's pretty impressive. That's strength. Candace Owens looks like a clown compared to that. That can't compete. Next. Sweep the stage. Get the Sandman at the Apollo and pull that clown off the stage. She's done. And it's super powerful. Super, super powerful. She also said this, too, because, they got this trial with this murderer coming up. This is cut 24. Listen to this.
We have a trial coming up. Unfortunately, that trial is in a long time. What I want to be mindful of for people is that this was a murder. This is not something that... What I don't want to have happen is for this to taint the jury pool. I don't. I want my husband. I want justice for my husband more than any other person on the internet. Any other person in this world. That was my husband and the father to my kids. We will make sure, and we have been, turning over every single stone, going down every single lead. So when these people say, oh, they haven't talked about this or done that, how do you know? You're not in those those meetings with the attorneys and the prosecutors. You have no idea. And
you know
why?
What? She just gave me an idea. What if, I mean, honestly, is it? Can we ask if Candace Owens is trying to help Charlie Kirk's killer by tainting the jury pool with her stupid, poorly researched, absolute trash rat conspiracy theories? That's a fair question, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Super fair question. Maybe she can ask her gay husband about it. You see someone who's hurting, and I see people trying to hurt people, and I want to go after the people who are trying to hurt people. Enough. No more pearls before swine. We've had enough of the swine. Have we not? We want a fair trial. We want a trial, and we want this guy to capital punishment, I think, serves it best. But that was powerful. Super powerful stuff. But I was thinking, like I said in the beginning, you know, it's class, it's grace. And for the people who are saying, well, you know, she's out there an awful lot. You know what? Let me tell you something. She is in this industry, and because of the nature of things, where do you think that she can go to get a job if she needs one? Nowhere. It's hard. It's hard when you are stereotyped as a conservative, especially in today's world. So strike while the iron's hot. Shore up what you can for you and your family so that you don't have to worry about that in the future. I don't begrudge anybody that. And for the people who get mad at her because she smiles when she's out in public, I feel, you know, you must be touched by luck to not know grief. You must not know what it's like to find just a moment of peace in a storm where you can just smile. You know, apparently widows are never supposed to smile. They're supposed to stay mired in their grief and suffering for forever. That's what those people criticizing her are saying. I'm done with it. I'm done. I don't want to hear from a single fecal bird. I'm not going to say the word I usually say. Criticizing a widow. Leave it alone. Have class. Leave it alone. But I really do think that she's been prepared for this, maybe not knowingly, her whole life. I don't know if you've ever seen this. Let me look this up. It's an M. Night Shyamalan movie. And it wasn't actually one of his more well-received ones. But I actually think it's brilliant. It was called Lady in the Lake. I'm not going to give it all away, but if you've never watched it, you should. Because it gets, in one of her interviews, she mentioned Nehemiah, which interestingly, that was my morning devotional. That's odd now that I think about it. She mentioned Nehemiah when she was on Fox earlier as an example of teamwork. And I'm like, holy cow, that literally was my devotional this morning. It's very Nehemiah-esque, Lady in the Lake. And you have a group of people living in an apartment complex dealing with a supernatural event. And every single person has their own eccentricities. And in the end of the movie, it has the same revelation as like the usual suspects, you know, when the detective realized who Kaiser Soze actually is. You have that level of revelation towards the end of this movie where you see a great puzzle being placed piece by piece together before you by all of these people's, these apartment complex dwellers, all of their little eccentricities. Each of them, you realize now that there was design in it, that there was a design in the way that they were all living here. There was design in the way that they have all of their little eccentricities. There was a design in the way that they do everything that they do, and they've come to know everything that they know, and they have the relationships with each other that they have. And it is a really humbling, awesome thing when you realize that and you look at this at the end of this film. And in a lot of these instances, I see the same things. I see the same thing in this. There's certain things that happen in life, and it's always usually something tragic. But it is in the victory of overcoming the tragedy that you see these things come into play. And that's what I see in this. It's you should watch that. When was it? 2012, maybe? Lady in the Lake, M. Night Shyamalan. It's good. Bryce Dallas Howard is in it. There's some really good actors in it. And it wasn't one of his most celebrated ones, but I think actually the message is one of the most powerful ones. He always does very thoughtful films. So as we head into the holidays, it's not just about gifts. It's also about gratitude, reflection, and protecting what really matters: your family, your future, and your financial security. So Colin Plume at Noble Gold Investments has explained how quickly things have changed this year: markets, inflation, even job security. Your money should be working for you, not fighting against you. And with gold on the rise and the dollar slipping, it's clear why generations have turned to gold and silver to help bring stability to their financial future. When you're sitting around the table with your family, it's only natural to think about protecting what you've built so it's still there for your kids and your grandkids. Before you check out for the holidays, though, do one smart thing for your future. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana and download their free gold and silver guide. When you open a qualified account, you'll receive 10 1-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana.
Amazon 5-star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by a real serious improv podcaster. Tonight's review, hot sauce. Eating this hot sauce is a fever dream. It's like acid turning my saliva into lava. I chug almond milk to cut down the heat and assume it's over. But at 1 a.m., the sauce strikes again. It woke me from a deep slumber and sent me to the toilet. I took a runner's pose in the bathroom. I thanked my landlords for the tile floor. The pain rustled my gut like an M16 bullet, spiraling about until finally I woke up 30 minutes later. Then, praying for the end, settled in calm. But no, it rips the sheets off your bed, hurls you around in a fury once more, double flushes the toilet, punches a hole in the wall, then leaves. 5 stars, Aaron B. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5-Star Theater. Looking for unforgettable gifts this holiday season, like a hot sauce to literally burn your thoughtfulness into the memories of your friends? Find your perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Can I just say, the song that we came in with, you can't listen to it if you're online because we don't have the licensing for that. But terrestrially, it's Steeler's Wheel, Stuck in the Middle with You. It's one of my favorite songs because it's one of my favorite scenes in all of cinema from Reservoir Dogs. And I mean, I just feel that scene so much sometimes. And I got... it's so amazing. I just see it and I get warm fuzzies and I'm like, what? It's an amazing scene. All right. So, I'm going to die. Less than 7 hours of sleep is linked to shorter life expectancy across America. We're all going to die. Well, those of us the people who are like, I slept 9 hours. You're a Martian. Sleeping fewer than 7 hours per night is linked to a shorter life expectancy across all of the U.S. Wait, you don't believe it?
I'm a victim.
You're a victim? Yeah. I'm actually surprised by you.
What?
Because I don't know. I thought you would be one of the people who's like, I got my 8 hours.
No, I don't get 8 hours. Oh. My God, I dream about 8 hours.
I don't think I could sleep for 8 hours if I wanted to. I don't think I can sleep past 7. I think it's a thing. But they said sleeping fewer than 7 hours per night is linked to shorter life expectancy. Sleep insufficiency ranked as the second strongest predictor of reduced life expectancy. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 and there you go. We're all going to die. Well, no, I mean, do you just know that you... I think that people need different amounts of sleep. Different people need different amounts of sleep. Trump doesn't sleep more than 5 hours a night because he's also a Martian. And the people who sleep more than 8 hours, I don't understand you people. You guys are like, you know, hibernating bears. I don't get that. I got to hit like 6, 7 maybe. Oh my gosh, did I just do that on... All right, we're done. Cut the camera. We are so done. How did that even happen? I swear to you that... Okay, let's just move on here. Police are swapping suspect sketches for AI. I feel like this is going to go poorly. You think? They started it in Arizona, and they said the AI image, like for instance, they had one image out, and it said this AI image is based on victim witness statements, doesn't depict a real person. See, I feel like you need it to depict a real person, though. Like, what?
How is it? I mean, it's no less of the sketch. It's actually probably a better way to do it.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. Centuries-old payment method could disappear just weeks after pennies are retired. What? They said it hurts the old people. The checking services could be winding down. I haven't written a check. Everything's auto. I have not. And then I go check it every month. I have not written a check in forever. What do you mean?
They want you to go digital with everything.
Yeah, but I obsess over everything.
See, they're getting rid of checks. I don't like it.
I'm like Mick Jagger with my finances like that. I want to know everything. You know what I mean?
So everything has to be like a promissory note? Mm. You want to just promise to pay some money?
Mm. Do you like the checks? You got to carry like it.
Sometimes
I don't like carrying
a
big bag. You got to carry it in your bag.
Checks are necessary, you know?
Well, I know that the grandparents are going to be upset over this one. I mean, in our family, probably your family too. Senate Democrats have introduced a bill to block Trump from putting his face on the dollar coin. Is that a thing they need to be worrying about right now? I mean, I don't know if you guys have seen some of the stuff that's been happening in this nation lately, but I don't know. Feels like something else. Oh. Archaeologists found a cube-shaped human skull in Mexico. Now, it's probably, you know what I think about this stuff? I get Monty Python about it. Like, what if somebody wrapped their head with, you know, cotton or something to make it shaped like that because they thought it was attractive? And then here we are all these years later. Oh, it's a new brand of person. They're trying to figure it out at Mexico's National Institute of Anthropology and History. It's a middle-aged dude. So they think that he actually molded his skull that way. So thank heavens for some brains there. We got more in store. Stay with us. Welcome back to the program, Dana Lash, with you. I haven't kept track with all of Groyper Inc. lately, unless it just like comes up into my timeline. And I think this is for the people who are super hyper online, because the rest of you who are normal people with all of your brain cells, you don't, God love you for holding down the sane line, holding it down. Like we need you, protect you at all costs. So I haven't really been following a lot of the Groyper Inc. stuff lately. So I haven't been able to keep track of who is responsible for killing Charlie Kirk. You know, he's got a book that has been planned for some time that just came out. And he, his wife, I know, is doing the promo tour for it, which can't be easy. But I'm looking, people have been very helpfully keeping track because, you know, I haven't been talking a lot about Candace Owens because I just think that it's griftery trash. I mean, I don't elevate someone who is a protege of Al Sharpton, who as recently as 2016 was literally had founded a website doxing conservatives and going after people. And then when they realized, you know, can make all this money being a Republican, then decided to become a Republican and apply the grift there. And that's all fact, by the way. That's all facts. Some of y'all got taken in. I know. But if you're keeping track, apparently she has accused everybody from the French government, the French Foreign Legion, the 13th Brigade specifically, Israel operatives, Netanyahu himself. Let's see, GIGN, Jewish donors, the U.S. government, the feds, the FBI, deep state, CIA, Turning Point USA, his own wife, Erica Kirk, Blake Neff, Pastor Rob McCoy, Josh Hammer, Freemasons, Yahoo, like the website, okay, the Bolsheviks, Egypt. I mean, the list is lengthy. Oh, wait, that's right. The latest was the U.S. military. Isn't that the thing that came out yesterday? She has no clue. She has no clue. I mean, honestly, Candace Owens has made more bank off of Charlie Kirk getting killed than I think anybody else. It looks suspicious, quite honestly. It looks super suspicious. I've never seen anybody try to lift themselves up on by using someone else's corpse more than the gun control stuff. This is like, I haven't even seen gun control advocates stand on dead bodies as much as I've seen Candace Owens stand on dead bodies to try to gain advantage for herself and elevate herself as she is on the legacy of Charlie Kirk. And that's fact. So, the next in the whole Groyper establishment, I came across this soundbite. And it pains me to say this because we were always friendly. I would never consider us like best friends or anything. But I used to do election coverage with Tucker before he had his own show at Fox. I remember when he had $3 million from Foster Freeze, who I met and knew, and he was fantastic. This was back in the day when Daily Caller first was created. Tucker got money from Foster Freeze, created Daily Caller. And then now he has this Tucker Carlson Network, which was founded with Muslim money, which is true. I mean, I'm not saying that as a pejorative. It's just true. I think, you know, if you want to talk about dual loyalties or something like that, I think it's important when you have millions of dollars that create the company that you run. You know, I think there's kind of a question as to dual loyalty and something like that, since that's a favorite topic amongst the Groyper establishment. So I saw this video fly past me, fly on my timeline on X. And this is, what cut is this? This is cut 11 million.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah. So, 20. Thank you. So this is, he's doing, is this not when he was speaking in Doha, right? This was like some other forum. And he was asked about Bill Ackman and people like Barry Weiss, Bill Ackman. And Ackman, he's this hedge fund manager. He's a billionaire, super smart dude. His wife, I think, by the way, is like friends with Brad Pitt. There was like this rumor, fun fact, his wife is beautiful. There was this rumor that his wife was like Brad Pitt's girlfriend for a while. And it's just, she's like this professor. She's an art professor, super pretty. And everyone was like, had all these rumors about Brad Pitt and Neri Oxman. And it's just Bill Ackman's wife. They're all friends. Anyway, so they're on stage and he's talking about, I guess, the media landscape in this forum. And this is what he had to say. Listen.
Impressive. Like Bill Ackman, same thing. Bill Ackman's worth like $8 billion or something. It's fine. I don't care if Bill Ackman, whatever Bill Ackman does. But I know Bill Ackman. He's kind of dumb. He's not ever created anything. He's totally non-creative. How do these people wind up running our biggest institutions? And the reason that's significant is because if you pay close enough attention and you realize that the people running everything are stupid, then you think, well, actually, the system is truly rigged on behalf of people who do not deserve these positions at all. It's not just that I disagree with Barry Weiss or she's calling me names or I'm calling her names or whatever. It's like in no fair system, in no meritocracy would Barry Weiss rise above secretary. Like actually, and I mean that. I've been in this business since Barry Weiss was breastfeeding, okay? There's no world in which Barry Weiss rises to the top of a news network except a rigged world.
Well, I mean, I guess he just can't imagine where anybody would rise up to be the top of a news agency without Muslim money. I don't know. I mean, I'm just, you know, thinking out loud here. I thought that was a very odd thing for him to say. He sounds resentful and bitter. Yeah. And that's not a good look for anybody. Barry Weiss was at the New York Times, and she was very good at what she did. And she was very, I mean, she's more of a moderate conservative, but she made them all look like, you know, straight up Bolsheviks over at the New York Times. And she ended up being run out because she was too conservative for the old gray lady. And then she created the Free Press and then that got purchased. And she's made some really smart decisions. The stuff that she does gets a lot of traction. People are really sharing their articles there. I mean, you can see the traffic online. And she didn't have to go out and get Qatari money or get Iranian money either. Just a really quick, fun thing here, if you wanted to look at it, because it's also incestual. So a lot of the money that came into creating the Tucker Carlson Network was from Omid Malik, who is Pakistani and Iranian. And he has a capital, a firm that's called 1789 Capital. And I think Don Jr. actually just joined. And it's part of the Rockbridge Network. He created it along with other people, including Rebecca Mercer, et cetera. They raised a lot of money. And he's been behind a lot of the funding for the Tucker Carlson Network. And also, what is it, that nicotine pouch thing, the ALP thing? No, but no, it's like that. Yeah, it's like the new thing, and they apparently they're a part of that. Kash Patel apparently co-founded or co-created that with Tucker Carlson, which I think is weird. It's just all so incestuous. But he got a lot of money from a foreign government, or he got a lot of foreign money. In fact, a lot of payments through this, and I'm looking at, I mean, Axios had a piece on it, but also it's just open records, you know. I mean, you can go to Open Secrets and you can run all of the, how the money shifts, and you can research it all. There, for instance, some of the payments for acquiring different things for his company were run through a Qatari state investment entity. It's the Al Udeed Media Fund. That's where all of the accusations about Qatari money come from. And I mean, it almost sounds like it's part of like a government coordinated media laundering campaign. Honestly, that's kind of what it sounds like. So I don't know if any of that's ever been disclosed publicly or discussed, but I just think that when you have things like that in your financial portfolio, maybe you should tone down your resentment of other people's success before you start lobbing bombs at them because they're Jewish. Because let's be honest, what do Bill Ackman and Barry Weiss have in common? They're Jewish, right? They're the quote unquote hummus eaters in that Tucker Carlson talks about, right? Isn't that what that is? I mean, it seems like the only objection is that they're Jewish. I don't know. I feel like if Israel had given him money, then he would be like singing the praises of Israel or something. I don't know. I just can't explain it. It's very difficult when you see someone that you thought you at least kind of knew act in a way that is completely contrary to everything that you actually initially assumed about them. I mean, it's to say that these people are dumb, and Bill Ackman is not a dumb guy. He is very, very smart financially. He's made a lot of really good decisions, some which might have seemed really risky at the time, but he knew what he was doing. He's made a lot of really good decisions, and he identified undervalued assets, and he built this, you know, this company. And Barry Weiss did something similar with a media entity. So to sit here and say that they are dumb, and then to try to like use your age over it, that she was breastfeeding when he was getting started. Yes, and she didn't have to take Qatari money. I mean, she didn't have to be in the pocket of a government administration in order to find success. She didn't have to sell out in order to find success. She didn't have to turn and start, you know, repeating, you know, really, you know, weird rhetoric in order to try to get a slice of the digital audience pie. It just seems resentful and bitter. And, you know, honestly, I think that sounded silly and emotional. He sounded like an emotional woman. Since she was breastfeeding, I've been out here, and she's further than you. So what does that say? I mean, that's kind of a self-own, is it not? Like, what happens with people? This is why I hate DC. And Lorraine reminds me too. What is this? Is this what we're talking about when? Is Tucker hating America because he's criticizing other people? Because people who criticize Tucker are accused of hating America. But remember, that only goes one way. He can not even criticize. I don't even think either of those are fair criticisms. To call them criticisms means that I'm accepting that they have some form of logic, and I just don't. It just sounds resentful and over emotional. It seems like he's violating the rule that he expects everyone to follow when it concerns him, but he doesn't want to follow it when it concerns everywhere else. There's no enemies to the right thing. It seems like he's got a lot of enemies, and they're all Jewish, at least in his eyes. I find that incredibly sad. I mean, we live in an age where people can create media companies right and left, and, you know, and they don't have to necessarily disclose everything. And he's using his platform to do more to tear down the right than anything I've ever seen. I don't see any of the things. He hasn't been talking about any of these elections. Tucker Carlson hasn't been talking about any of these special elections. He's not talking about redistricting. He's not talking about the lay of the land. He's having Nazi twinks on his show, and he doesn't have the balls to push back and actually ask serious questions. And all of the people who are just desperate to be in business with him, none of them have the balls or the spines to point this out, because they're terrified over jeopardizing business relationships. They don't want to jeopardize their ad network. They don't want to jeopardize any kind of investment. They don't want to jeopardize any kind of association, professional association that elevates them in the digital sphere. So they say nothing. And they pretend they don't see it. They say nothing. But this has done more to cause problems on the right than anything that I've seen from the left to date. We're all agreed that the left is crazy. But now what I see are people, it's interesting because it's like right after Qatar gets involved and, you know, Qatar's been spending a ton of money. We're not supposed to talk about that. We're supposed to obsess and have a fetish with Israel and AIPAC, even though they donate a pittance. They spend a pittance on lobbying compared to Qatar. And it's very easy to find these monetary amounts on this thing called the internet. But we're not supposed to talk about that. We're only supposed to talk about the Jews, and we're supposed to talk about AIPAC bad, but we're supposed to celebrate Qatar, work towards partnerships with Qatar. Have we forgotten history? Have we forgotten the point of all of it?
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Loesch's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Deciding where to grow or move your business can be full of unexpected delays. Or you could just go to Ohio. With billions invested in shovel-ready sites, a dedicated team whose only job is to tackle red tape, and 0% corporate income tax, Ohio makes it easy for your business to scale faster. In fact, Ohio ranked number 2 in the U.S. for lowest cost of doing business multiple years in a row. Your move. Learn more at jobsohio.com.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Deciding where to grow or move your business can be full of unexpected delays. Or you could just go to Ohio. With billions invested in shovel-ready sites, a dedicated team whose only job is to tackle red tape, and 0% corporate income tax, Ohio makes it easy for your business to scale faster. In fact, Ohio ranked number 2 in the U.S. for lowest cost of doing business multiple years in a row. Your move. Learn more at jobsohio.com.